Welcome to our little family here. If you'd like to come on in, we're going to start worship this morning. Please stand, and we're going to start off with I Stand Amazed. Okay, now we'll try it.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to see everybody today. These are the announcements for January the 15th. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday School for age 4 to grade 5 and nursery infant to 3 years old. We are looking for more teachers to sign up at the Welcome Center. So if that's interesting to you, please sign up. Our next youth group event will be on Wednesday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the church. We are starting two new groups in January. One is a prayer group on Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. The other is a study on the book of Acts, and that's from Thursday, 7 to 8:15 p.m., starting January the 26th, facilitated by Pastor Lewis and Ron. Both groups meet at the church. On Sunday, January 29th, we will have our annual meeting after the church. This will also give us the opportunity to have soup and pie Sunday for the meeting. We are coming into the flu season, so when we have our greeting time, once our children have been dismissed, please be aware that some people may not be comfortable shaking hands, so if people are waving at you, feel free to wave back. Tammy Gilly, who oversees our ARC Sunday School, is now going to give us an update.
Hi, my name is Tammy Gilly, for those that don't know me. I have been attending church here for approximately 9 to 10 years. I have been involved with youth group when my kids were in it. I've also helped out with summer jam, which is the VBS for summertime. And now I am presently running ARC Sunday School, which is actively reaching kids. I am up here today, so nervous, to tell you that we are in need of volunteer teachers and helpers. We have presently had to go down to one classroom. It is very difficult for the kids ages 4 and up to grade 5, which is age 12, to teach two different levels of the Bible story. So I feel that it is very important for kids to be in Sunday school, as this sometimes is their first learning of the Bible and what Jesus has done for them. We would like them to go away with the message that God loves them, and so do we, and they know that they can get to heaven. Also, I have heard a poem that was by E.E. Cummings called "I Carried You in My Heart." I've changed a few words to represent what we stand for with faith, hope, and love in Jesus. It goes like this: I carry your word in my heart. Wherever I go, your word I take with me. I carry it in my heart. May each child go away knowing that God loves them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. As a church, we are very grateful for the volunteers that have helped in this past year and continue to help in our ministry. With our faith in Jesus and continue to share God's word with others. If you feel this is a ministry you would like to help with, please talk to myself, Lewis, or Moira. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Please stand as we continue worshiping the Lord in song.
Fears are washed away. 'Cause when we
trumpet sound. Dismiss them. All right. Kids, you're free to go. And everybody else, you are free to mingle and say hi to a few people you haven't seen for a while.
Good morning. Just one thing I want to mention is some people have been interested. Our annual meeting's coming, and we're going to have a membership class for those who are interested in finding out more about what it is like to be a member here. That's happening Saturday, January 28th from 9 till noon. And so you're welcome to come if that's something you're interested in. I'll mention two other things. The annual meeting that is coming, yes, that's a secondary to the soup and pie that'll happen. You might have noticed already today in your mailboxes, or if you don't have a mailbox, on the Welcome Center, there's the annual report. And one other thing that I need to actually verbally say is the nominating committee has nominated three people for the potential of being elders, Cam Coxon, Chris Harding, and Wayne Curry. And at the annual meeting, the membership will vote on whether they become elders or not. This morning, oh, I want to say one other thing. I'm reading a book by Rowan Williams. You'd love it. It's really thin. It's really small. And it's on being disciples of Jesus. And one of the things that he says is, how we know that the Spirit is moving or you're seeing the inbreaking of the kingdom in your lives is whether you're experiencing both giving and receiving forgiveness. When somebody hurts you, it is our natural response to recoil and not place ourselves in the position again to be hurt. But the amazing thing that God does in a miraculous way, like no other relationship we have, he has the capacity and the ability to come heal us on the inside. And then the other half of it is we all need healing as well and forgiveness from others that we've wronged. The inbreaking of the kingdom, when you're both experiencing and receiving, giving and receiving forgiveness. This morning, I'll guard our prayers with Colossians. Let's pray. Adorations, Colossians 1, 15, 16, it says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things that we can see and the things that we cannot see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. As a people who were created by Christ and for Christ, let us come before him in worship of his perfection and goodness. Let us bow before the one who holds all things together. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence here. Confession, Paul warns in verse 23, chapter 1. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you've received when you heard the good news. We have been saved and filled and brought to live this good news of Christ in us. Yet we are distracted people, often looking to the world. Confess before Christ the times this week that you've drifted away, seeking assurance and comfort and pleasure from the world instead of Christ. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thanksgiving, Colossians 1, 11 to 14. It reminds us of the immense riches that have been poured out on us because of the work of Christ in our lives. We also pray that you'll be strengthened with all of his glorious power, so you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in this inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he's rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Let us together come with thankful hearts for all he has and is doing in and through us. Supplication. Paul admonishes the Colossians with these words. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and thankful heart. Bring your requests before God who listens, the God who loves, the God who's good and merciful. We pray for Liz and Malcolm, for Matthew and Trina, for Carol, for Ernie and Darlene, for Brian and Rita, for Drew, for Marge and Ben, Evelyn, Leona, Elaine, Roman and Lori, for Jill and Cynthia, Ray and Rowena, for Neville and Marcia. Some of the places around the world, Belize, Benin, Cambodia, Iran, Ukraine, we pray for peace. For Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things we cry out to you. Oh, good and merciful God, come and meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together. Jesus taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. Nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali will be humbled, but there will be a time in the future when Galilee of the Gentiles, which lies along the road that runs between the Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You will enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest and like warriors dividing the plunder. For you will break the yoke of their slavery and lift the heavy burden from their shoulders. You will break the oppressor's rod just as you did when you destroyed the army of Midian. The boots of the warrior and the uniforms bloodstained by war will all be burnt. They will be fuel for the fire. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen.
Please stand as we prepare our hearts for the message God has for each of us. Thank you. seated.